This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. How do you do?
I'm Doug.
Kate Kirstner is here. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, here to discuss what's going on with your hair. Why
hair
am
today,
I concerned about
tomorrow?
What? Yes. I was listening to, you know, we were talking about companies that advertise that don't really provide you with what it is that the ad claims you're going to be provided with, whether it's food, clothes, whatever it is. And so I was thinking about some of the things that I have that I think I'm being overcharged for. Or what in general do you have in your life that you would like to not have, but you have to have, and you're taking advantage of because you have to have it or you think you have to have it? iPhones, cell phones in general, all that service, Fios, those types of things, all a huge, huge ripoff. Apple is, of all the big companies that there is, there's reason to be annoyed. They build in uselessness into their products. It's planned.
Their devices are designed to become obsolete as soon as they want you to buy something else.
Yeah, and they get away with it. I would think there'd be a class action lawsuit, never mind against some of these food companies for their advertising. Where are the smart lawyers that take apart for even Sirius XM? I think I was told I was going to get X amount for whatever the amount of money was. I get charged more money and have less service. And these companies like that, I mean, I enjoy the services that I find there. But, you know, the good thing, people who have radio stations, I'm in the radio business and I'm trying to support radio stations. And I would love to be more supportive of the stations that actually run good radio, have good radio on it with good personalities and something that's of value rather than just making them a jukebox with advertising. But the whole business about you sign up for one thing and you get another, unless you make a big stink about it, they'll get away with it.
Oh, yeah. There's a cable company right now who's fighting with other stuff. I think it's Spectrum fighting with Disney or something. And
yeah.
There are a good amount
no
of
Disney
channels
stuff on,
that
so, yeah.
are yeah blacked out. And do you think those customers are getting a discount on what they're paying for? No, they are not.
Uh-uh.
But also, what's that saying? Like, oh, they don't make it like they used to. But they really don't make things like they used
they
to. Before, once upon a time, like ovens and cars and other kind of things, you could buy it once and it lasted a very long time. And now things just seems so much more flimsy. There's an expiration date on everything.
Cheap. Yeah, I was going to use as an example. That's a great, that gets me thinking about my kitchen. I put a new counter in and I put a new stove in and the dishwasher that had been there since the 1970s, an old KitchenAid dishwasher. The pieces of it fell apart, so I replaced it with a new KitchenAid. That lasted 3 years. So, as you've heard me talk about this development that I'm involved in, the big house we're taking apart, I had the big house on this estate, had four kitchens. And they all had the old KitchenAid dishwashers in them. So I took them all out. I took everything. I took the refrigerators, the stoves, everything, and put them away. And so when the old dishwasher that I had, the three-year-old one, crapped out, I brought one of those, the KitchenAids that was exactly like the one that used to be in the house, I put it in, and the dishes are cleaner than they have been since the last KitchenAid was in 3 years ago. And you can tell, as you've said, the way it was built. It's now built in, you know, they'll tell you it's not made in China, but it certainly is. Or at least most of the components are. And anything you get that's made in China is a cheap piece of crap. So anyway, there's a lot to be said. And then the lawyers, so I'm surprised that the lawyers haven't gone out after this segment of us being taken advantage of, because there's plenty of reason to be upset by any number of these things. And if you don't do something, what's the old expression? If you see something, say something. Well, if you experience something, you shouldn't let them. The thing is that they build a wall between you and them. Try to get to, what was it I experienced? Oh, I had a hotel that I made a reservation for on Saturday night out in Syracuse. So to confirm it, they never sent me the email confirmation so that I knew, you know, I've had this happen to me before. You don't get an email confirmation, and you get there, happened at Tiffin last June. Oh, you don't have a reservation? Yeah, I do. And I dug out the paper, and I had only, there were two pieces of paper, and I only had one. So I got screwed out of $189, and there they sold the room to somebody else. So this happens all the time. So the reason I bring up the Saturday night thing is because I had to wait on the phone for 14 minutes before I even found somebody. And I watched my clock, because I usually call here in the studio, or I have a reliable clock. And 14 minutes before I even talked to somebody. Then it was another 10 before I got them to find the reservation and to send me the proof that I have a confirmed room in that hotel, because it was busy as this. And, hey, Labor Day weekend, you think it's easy to find a hotel room? No. Nope. So anyway, just be careful. The word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. You're taking care of yourself and those you love. Just be careful. That's all. Here's something. We've had a lot of these lately. People digging around trying to find things. So the latest excavation on a couple of shafts in the raw sewerage pipeline. Why they're digging around there? I think it wasn't purposeful. They were just digging up the old pipeline to put a new one in. And so apparently they pierced an ancient shell bed that had been filled with all kinds of sea life, unknown species that are 3 million years old plus.
Isn't that amazing?
How about that? 300,000 individual life forms. So I say this to those of you who are all worked up about, oh, the species, the habitat, we got to save everything. No, you don't. Because the natural progression of things is that the old stuff dies and new stuff is created.
Yeah, but if it's happening because we're building on their land
that's
forcing
different.
Them out of their habitat, then yeah, we need to do something about it. But if it's just the way the natural cycle of nature is going, let that happen.
So there are 182 different mollusks. Mollusks are like crabs and clams and lobsters and stuff. Anyway, they found 182 different kinds of them. There were shrimps. There are new kinds of, well, old kinds. They're not, they would be new to us if they're around now. These are old shrimp that have been there. Remember, 3 million years. So at least 3 million years ago, shrimp existed. And other things that we think about, you don't think about how old some of this stuff is. We often talk about sharks because they're in the news, frequently. But at any rate, marine life, you know what I got all worried of? Not worried, I got excited about the things that they, and this is, they say, hey, Doug, you've got to get a life here if you're excited about the new stuff they find at the bottom of the ocean. Well, excited is a relative term. Things that are different. I love things that are different. It gives us new, it's good for your brain to think about things that are new and different. And also, it opens up the world so that you see and learn and understand. You need to educate yourself if you want to be considered an educated person. Going to school does not guarantee you will be educated. There are plenty of people who don't do well in school who have just barely enough education to be able to exist. But because the world is so full of exciting and different things and there's so much to learn about what there is, yeah, this kind of stuff.
It's a balance. Book smart, straight smart.
It is. Right. Yeah. So, a lot of digging news here lately. Here's something from California I found interesting, Jay. A horse person, an equestrian, accused of trying to have her husband killed. These people.
I feel like we've been having a lot of these stories in the news, too.
Yeah, that's why I went from, failed we had a lot of digging attempts. Stories, we've had a lot of murder for hire stories lately. This is in San Diego County. She wanted to kill her estranged husband, so the sheriff met with an undercover officer, and she apparently offered to hire him to kill her husband. So anyway, she's
the
being...
The friend gave her up.
Yeah. Good friend. What is this? The Real Lives of San Diego County? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She was. She set fire to the home after he found out that she was trying to kill him. Then I guess the first it started, she was having an affair or something. Anyway, back and forth they went. So she offered to pay a mutual friend $2 million. So they must have a lot of money. That's probably part of the problem.
Well, she tried multiple times to hire a hitman, like to hire different hitmen, and it just wasn't working out for her. And you know what they say, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Anyway, they had a short-lived equestrian acrobatic show that they discontinued after a number of shows. Anyway, they have money, and so does that mean that only people who have money come up with ways to kill their spouses? No, they just come up with more expensive.
Well, no, they try to get somebody else to do it. They try to pay someone else to do it.
Yeah. So what should be the punishment for this attempted murder? How many years in the slammer? 10?
That's
20?
That's a good question.
30?
When it's attempted.
What's appropriate? Yeah. Mm. Well, this sort of the Proud Boy, one of the Proud Boys, the leader, got sentenced, I think it was 18 or 19 years. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, you
listen to Jennifer tell the story. Of course, she thinks the Proud Boys are great heroes.
Well, but that's the thing. Some of them are. It's another one of those cases that there are people who do not have good intentions in an organization that give the rest of the organization a bad name.
Bad name. Yep. They sure do. So, anyway, I think he got what he deserved, frankly. I think a lot of those people were there innocently, but there are some they were there just to make really nasty trouble. And that's the problem. The news media puts them all together in the same kettle of fish so that there's no distinction, and there ought to be.
When that happened, January 6th, when that happened, look at the people who lost their jobs that didn't even enter the Capitol. That they were just there with a protest, the actual protest, not the riots and the anarchy and all of that stuff. They were there with the protest, rightfully so, but because of everything that happened, there are photos of them there. They lost their job because of it.
Yep. Pretty nasty stuff. All right. We're going to recover or review some of the things from the Countdown show over the weekend as we continue here on Good Day.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Now 23 after the hour, let's settle into the plan for the next few minutes, Jay. It's a focus on our social media at Good Day Networks. All of our social media handles, it works there. This one connection, it's the key to all of the social media at Good Day Networks. Happy birthday today to Linda Bruno and Ken Carson, Dave Michaels, Steve Gersten. Let's see here. Dave Neufeld, Russ Oasis. I think that's his real name. Russ Oasis? Does that sound too convenient?
It
sounds
like
a radio name.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it is.
Carrie Favoli, Drew Azevedo. Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, let's see here what we have going on in terms of questions and answers. It's Labor Day week, if you will. Nice to celebrate Labor Day for a couple of days. And so under the circumstances, what do you appreciate about your job? What do you appreciate about your career? You can tell us. You can send a comment to us. That'd be kind of cool. As I say, just to any of the social media, at Good Day Networks. Right? Just I'm eager always to get input. I don't read these all on the air sometimes, but I usually do read them. How often do you go to farmers markets? Question that Jay posted. Let's see here. Troy Bratton goes every week. It depends on where they are. Like on the good weather place of Florida, they have them all year round. I attempted to have a farmers market all year round on my farm. It doesn't work. It didn't work and hasn't worked. As a matter of fact, the whole idea of farmers markets, it's great if you have the people, but the weather has been so bad this year for growing crops that the people who might have distributed in other circumstances where they had more than they could sell at their own shops would come to a farmer's market. But that hasn't been the case because the weather's been so lousy here. So Anyway.
Well, a lot of the farms, too, they have their own, what's the word I'm looking for? A farmstead, is that what it is?
We have a farmstead.
Kind of thing.
Right.
Yes.
Yep, exactly.
And a lot of them, you can go do that and buy those. You don't even have to go to a farmer's market.
It's better to go to the farm and just go see where the food's coming from. Check that out. Lynn has a question for me. Why doesn't food today taste as good as it did back in the 60s? Is it because of all the chemicals they add to the crops? In part, Lynn, yes. The answer is yes, but only in part. Well, what the chemicals do to the soil, you've got to remember that whatever it is that you're eating is a product of the soil in which it grew. So if you have lots of pesticides and lots of other things, chemicals, that will make the dirt, which should be crumbly in your hands, like clay, then things don't grow in it, number one. Or what does grow in it is a reflection of what's in the soil. So that's why wines, for example, taste different in different parts of the world, because the soil is different. It's acidic in some places, alkalinic in others, and that is part of the reason that food tastes like it is. But more to the point, the chemicals, the Monsanto stuff that's around that has helped farmers produce more, that doesn't mean necessarily that just because they're producing more, they're producing better, because they aren't. There's a lot of stuff in the soil. Having regular, the one thing about these big, huge farms, I was out in New York State over the weekend, a couple of families own dairy farms. They milk 1,400 cows a day, 1,700 cows a day, and all that manure gets spread on the alfalfa fields, and it makes them that much richer and that much better. You want to put soil amendments in. You don't want to take things away. I know I get off on a toot every time I talk about something like this. Anyway, let's see here. There are a couple of other comments that I quickly wanted to...
I just feel bad for the farms who do everything to be organic, and yet they aren't certified organic because of a neighboring farm or a neighboring business that is contaminating or potentially contaminating their soil, and therefore they cannot get the certification for organic.
Yeah. Debbie says she has one that she likes to go. Oh, no, she wishes they had a good one in Lake Havasu. So there you go. Somebody in Lake Havasu, start a farmer's market. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
It's probably your second biggest investment, especially lately. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your car has been a pain at the pump, but gas prices aren't the only way you may be burning money. Have you had a minor fender bender? If it's just a dent, you might be able to save the deductible and keep your insurance premium as is. Grab your bathroom plunger, stick it into the middle of the dent, and pour hot water over the area. Then pull hard. Repeat as necessary. And if your headlights look foggy, skip that squirt bottle product. Simply rub on toothpaste. Let it sit for a minute, then rub off with a clean cloth. And that spray that restores your dashboard and other interior surfaces, save the money. Apply olive oil with coffee filters. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. The New York Times reported news of Kim's rare trip abroad yesterday. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. The White House expressed concerns. National Security Council spokesperson Adrienne Watson said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. Cuba's foreign ministry is reporting a human trafficking ring that has coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine. Few details were given to the media, but noted the trafficking ring was operated both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles away from Moscow, and in Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
The Ghostbusters, boys and girls. Here we are to bust open your brain on the Good Day program. It's 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, understanding or hoping to understand what's going on so that I can try to interpret. We can interpret what the heck is going on. How do you make decisions? Do you think you make wise decisions, Jay? Do you think... Obviously, you're not going to tell me, well, I'm making a lot of stupid decisions.
It's not it depends on the day. It depends on my age.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I was looking for here in terms of how we help people who are listening, wise decisions, that certainly is something that's open to interpretation, because some people will think a certain decision is better than others might, or they might not make the same decision. They may not, their brains don't work the same creative way. And so I guess in terms of how you would, I'm going to give you an example. How do you decide if you're going to help somebody or not? Let's say there's someone who we were talking about what went on at the burnout media. What is that? What's it called?
Burning Man.
Burning Man, yeah. And a lot of people got stuck there over the weekend. So this guy comes along in a pickup truck. He's getting out, and he sees Chris Rock. Rock there, and he says, hey, jump into my pickup truck. I'll get you out of here. Now, if he didn't recognize Chris Rock, would he have made the same offer? Because we all know.
In the video, there were a lot of people in that
in the truck?
Truck bed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right. I think they were just trying to pick up as many as they could.
Yeah. All right. But in general, you know what I'm aiming at here. How do you decide? Yeah. Do you not do as much as you would like to do, but you feel like you don't trust your own judgment, or maybe you feel left
out? People, or if you have your kids with you or something, and it's kind of like, well, if this is a dangerous situation, I don't want to put them in danger. How often do we see somebody who needs help, and we think, do they really need help, or is this kind of like a setup, and there are ulterior motives? Or we think, you know what, the person behind me, the next person will help them, somebody else will help them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been helping. Often you see with natural disasters, like what happened out, although it wasn't natural, in Hawaii, or the hurricane season in full force. You look at Hurricane Idalia and some of the the outcomes. We have August, we have September, the storms, and so forth. What do we have, by the way? I think it's four named storms huffing and puffing around right now down in the I wouldn't want to be a boater in that area of the South Atlantic. It's not exactly between Africa and our mainland. That's where the hurricanes start for the most part. Anyway, I'm looking at all the records and the usual naysayers. So here's the headline. This is the scare headline of the day. Only 8 other hurricane seasons in 100 years have had more named storms by this time of the year. Oh, no! It must mean the end of the world. Well, so what? What the hell does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. Brace yourselves for an onslaught of autumn storms. You don't know that that's going to happen. We're going to have a whole bunch of storms. That's been said for the last 7-8 years or more. And it hasn't come to pass. The Idalia, for example, was a Category 4 hurricane, and it petered out almost instantly.
It's one of those things. See it, acknowledge it's there, and then keep an eye on it. Keep up to date, keep an eye on it. But
I'm not telling you.
And have the preparedness, but we don't need the whole hypothetical of, like, doom and destruction. Because that does, you know, it does happen. We want to be prepared
for
things. But we don't need to also, like, be so scared out of our mind about it, because that's the other thing. When we are prepared and we think we can respond rather than react, a lot of times when we are not prepared or we're just motivated off of fear alone, we aren't thinking, just doing, and that's when mistakes happen.
Yep. So the factors here are El Nino. So that's a phenomenon that shows up, it's not regular, sometimes every 3-4 years. And it affects the weather pretty much all around the world. So El Niño has settled in the South Pacific, and forecasters say it will help to ramp up the intensity of the hurricane season. So you say, okay, El Niño is in the Pacific Ocean, and the hurricanes are in the Atlantic Ocean, so how does this happen? Well, the El Niño, and this is what sort of flies in the face of all the people. This is what I'm trying to have you calm down a little bit. El Nino is the greater influence, so it sucks, for lack of a better, the oxygen out of the room. So you've noticed that there are a couple of storms that have been prominent that we wouldn't expect, like the storm last month that came up the Baja, went through San Diego and a little rain in Los Angeles and up into Las Vegas, but it wasn't out of this world. It certainly is without precedent. There's a lot of stuff that happens with El Nino, but people forget about it, or they don't experience it, so therefore it doesn't really it doesn't influence their thinking or their experiences. So anyway, and then there's the usual headline grabbers, coral reef in danger, coastal waters akin to a hot tub. No, that's not true. Well, the water's warm, but is it the end of the coral? As a matter of fact, there are people who are doing research that show that the coral is stronger and better and coming back in some places. So it's good to know both sides. It's kind of a reminder of all of the things that are around, right? All of the things that you hear, there's always, for some fact, there's another fact, or there's a counter, especially when it comes to fear. All right, that's all I'm trying to do. I don't live my life in fear. I think it's foolish, but we have social media, we have news media that have been watered down so much that you can't tell one from the other, and neither one of them are reliable. So all I know is what I can figure out by using the sense that I have, common sense, hopefully I've got some of that, and experience by looking at 14 or 15 different sources. I was out in New York State picking up a couple of heifers this weekend, and the weather is wonderful, the water is great, people enjoying themselves in the Finger Lakes. It was really cool. And now you look around at the results of the drought in the Midwest. It's the opposite. We have a lot of rain in the Northeast, and there's a lot of drought. So here's the latest attempt. Here's another example of us being scared, or people, for whatever the reason, you know, they want to scare you. So this is about cows and water. Because there has been a drought out in the Midwest, use Minnesota as an example. I was out there last week. The farms are gulping up a lot of water because of the drought, and so the animals are drinking a lot. See, if we didn't have all those animals, we'd have more water. Okay, so what about the potatoes that are grown out in Idaho and Minnesota and all over the place? During the drought, a lot of water to keep the potatoes growing so that you can have French fries at McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's. So if we don't have those, are you going to be happy to stop at Wendy's and not have French fries? Have to get onion rings instead. Wow.
Oh,
my God.
Or...
what can happen
with barbecue sauce too? Oh man.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, so enough on that. The war in Ukraine. Zelensky says he's going to replace his defense minister. Apparently he's not happy because, here we go, are you ready for this? It seems that the defense minister is not too honest. Apparently his agency has faced scandals over the loss of weapons that we have given them. In other words, they can't account for. And this has been something that has...
Something that we have been talking about for a long time.
Black market, sell the weapons to whoever will buy them. And so this guy is apparently up to his Mickey in being a crook, which is just the name of the game in Eastern Europe.
But was he being shady? Was he actually caught being shady, or is he the scapegoat?
No, it's not clear at this moment. It's just not, you know, you don't know, but it's if it must be this pressure being brought to bear on Zelensky by Biden or somebody else who knows who it is to counter the efforts to stop us sending money and I was going to say troops. We do have troops around over there, but they're not actually in Ukraine. But they're training the Ukrainians. We have a lot of our weaponry is over there. It's big business. Speaking of Biden, they're trying to figure out how to keep him from being impeached. Oh, my God, this country. It's just nuts. It is. All right? Okay, so let's take Biden out of the picture for a moment, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All your friends who are congressmen and senators, ready? They are been on vacation the past 6 weeks. Do you know what they have been doing? They have been taking the most outrageous, ostentatious trips around the world. They have been living off the high of the hog, if you will, and looking. If you can go to The Hill, which is the newspaper that reflects the news of the House and the Senate and what's going on in Washington, and you can see story after story after story after story, trip after trip after trip after trip. All these people with their staffs and their families are going to investigate. Like I saw Elizabeth Warren in with a bunch of senators. They felt like they needed to go investigate what's going on in the Ukraine. So they loaded up a plane and went over there and spent about 4 hours walking around the Ukraine, walking around Kiev, and then they went off to go do something else, right? But they were gone for a week or 10 days, all the taxpayer expense, but they were able to write it off because they spent 4 hours in Ukraine.
Yeah.
How much of that's going on, right? And so somebody's come up with the Navy did a study. Because people have been, excuse me, complaining about the amount of money, which is, this is another military-industrial complex thing. The amount of money that you and I as taxpayers spend to rebuild the Navy or the Air Force, to a lesser extent the Army with tanks and stuff, we have built-in, you talk about built-in obsolescence, which we were discussing earlier when it comes to refrigerators and dishwashers and stuff like that, or your Apple iPhone. Well, the same is true of all of these ships that are being built, as an example, or airplanes that are being built for the military. They build in obsolescence, and you and I don't know about it. And the people who are on these committees in Congress are so on the take with the campaign contributions that come from the members of these various companies that that are, you know, supervised, if you will, by members of Congress. The amount of money and the fact that we're still building these huge ships, and anybody who has studied conflict, especially with countries like China, knows that those big ships won't really, if we go to war, aren't going to do anything. It's the small ships that move fast that'll be the winners. So why are we spending all that money building these big ships? Pretty good question, right? Think about it. 48 after here on Good Day.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Now, 53 after the hour. Here we are on the Good Day program. You don't have to pay for anything here. It's all free.
So you're getting your money's worth, Jay?
And funny. Then some.
And then some.
Don't forget, speaking of free, two free nights in Las Vegas are yours. One of the things about being on during a holiday is that a lot of people listen to us that don't otherwise have the chance to listen, either because they're working during the week or the station carries this program because it's live, and the other stuff... The people that are there, those wimps, have to take the day off. Can you imagine taking Labor Day off? Good heavens. So, if you would like...
I'm not touching that one.
No, don't touch that. Two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do to get them is call 800-419-DOUG. If he can't do it, no one can. 800-419-3684. And if you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you can enjoy... I think of you picturing yourself, indulging yourself at a pool or at the crap table or at the buffet, whatever it is. So have fun. And it doesn't cost you anything. Two nights, 800-419-3684. All right, Tommy the K is off today, so we do not have a report from the money pit about your house. But I can always find things that are akin to our collection of important information about your food sources, about what's going on the farm, how they all connect on the family front. We were talking about McDonald's and Burger King and that bunch getting sued because the ads misrepresent their foods. There's another lawsuit along the same lines, Jay, a California man suing Brita. That's how you pronounce the filter company, right? It's Brita, B-R-I-T-A.
Yeah, they say it's not like filtering out as much as it should.
Right. Well, we could do that for any of the masks that we wore during COVID because none of them really did any good. Yeah, they were. It's a good sales game. A lot of people make a lot of money. So is that the same thing? This sounds like the beginning of Dragnet. In the Superior Court of the State of California, Chapter 16, Session 30, There's the Brita, here I am, my New England accent, Brita Filter Company, been misleading with its advertising, with its labels, with its packages. The complaint states that, quote, in or around early 2022, this fellow who was the subject to the first guy to be involved in the lawsuit, he bought a water pitcher with a standard filter, $15 in a store in L.A. This is, you know, L.A. is perfect for this kind of stuff. The ad said, fresh filter, fresher water, and it reduces contaminants like lead, benzene, mercury, cadmium, asbestos, and more. So, anyway, apparently this guy in the complaint says he reviewed the pitcher as a water treatment device based on the labels and packaging, but he alleges that the wording on the box was false, adding the pitcher he purchased doesn't remove or reduce common contaminants. And he says the filters fail to remove or reduce some of the high-risk prevalent contaminants from drinking water, like forever chemicals that are in PFAS's, right? I never... Is that... FAS, right? PFAS's.
Exactly what it sounds like.
PFAS's, right. Anyway. So anyway, is this something that we're all going to get worked up about? If you have a life, you don't do this. However, It does get us to think about how much stuff we go back again to all of the things that were promised. And I'm in the advertising business. That's how I make my living. So if I'm going to look the advertisers straight in the eye and say, well, is everything that you say truth? I probably am going to come out on the short end of the stick. But the other side of that is this is a good way, even though the lawyers are out to make a lot of money, to keep these companies honest, frankly. They claim in the suit, they say, quote, defendant has not only bilked millions of dollars from consumers in ill-gotten gains, but defendant has put the health and welfare of millions of consumers and their families at risk. That's garbage. The second part, nobody told you how to buy it. So,
a lot of times with stuff like this with filters, it's also user error that consumers are not changing the filters as much as they should. How often do people change the air filter on their vehicles or in their dishwasher? How many people know that there's a filter you are supposed to be changing in your dishwasher?
Right.
And the air filter for your HVAC,
your
and
heater,
AC and all
exactly.
of that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. So Brita is owned by Clorox. They issued the following statement. Brita takes the transparency of the water filter options we offer seriously. What the heck else do you expect them to say? Our products include a standard filtration option that improves taste and odor of tap water and is certified to reduce identified contaminants. All right, I don't know what that all means, except sounds like a good defense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.